From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says the latest parliamentary vote in Greece offers a positive prospect for restoring financial confidence in Europe. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Europe is the main focus of an economic summit meeting that Mr. Obama is attending in Mexico.
President Obama says the results of the Greek election, with a pro-Eurozone party winning the most votes, increase the chances for forming a new government in Greece, one that's able to work with other European countries to stabilize the continent's shaky finances.
In order that they can continue on the path of reform do so in a way that also offers the prospects for the Greek people to succeed and prosper.
Any big agreement on the Eurozone will likely have to wait, at least until a European summit later this month. But Mr. Obama and other world leaders gathered here in Mexico are looking for some assurances that Europe will not continue to be a drag on the global economy. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Los Cabos, Mexico.
As worries mount over Europe's impact on the U.S. economy, Republican Mitt Romney is placing full blame for the lagging recovery squarely on President Obama's policies. He's on a six-state swing through territory that went President Obama's way the last election. This time, Romney's hoping to sway support among those voters who are frustrated with the pace of job growth.
If there's ever been a president who's not been able to provide to the American people a fair shot, it's this president, and that's why we're going to replace him with someone who'll go to work to get us working again.
Mitt Romney during a campaign stop in Wisconsin earlier today before his campaign bus rolled into Iowa. Militants in Egypt's Sinai Desert launched an attack today on Israel's southern border, killing one Israeli. Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem that Israel also launched airstrikes in Gaza, killing at least four Palestinians.
Israel's military says construction workers were driving near the border when militants detonated a bomb and opened gunfire, killing one. Israeli troops returned fire and a militant carrying a bomb blew himself up. Egypt's Sinai Desert has become more volatile since the Egyptian president was ousted last year. Israeli officials suspect the assailants slipped into Egypt from the nearby Gaza Strip. Also today, Israel carried out airstrikes in Gaza, which killed at least four Palestinians. Islamic Jihad claims some of them as members. Israel's army said one of the airstrikes targeted militants about to fire a rocket into Israel. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
A suicide bomber has struck a Shiite funeral in the Iraqi city of Bakuba, killing at least 15 people and injuring more than 40. Authorities say several senior members of the military were among those paying final respects to a Shiite tribal leader when the bomber struck. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 14 points at 12,753, NASDAQ up 27, S&P 500 gaining 3 points. This is NPR. More than 1,700 firefighters are up against an unrelenting wildfire burning in the mountains of northern Colorado. It has grown to about 58,000 acres. Grace Hood of member station KUNC reports a fire is being labeled the most destructive in Colorado history.
The fire was started over a week ago by lightning and began spreading quickly. Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith says hot, dry, and windy conditions could complicate efforts, adding that fighting the fire isn't a single battle, but a campaign.
This campaign is going to go on for some time, and we're going to have some good days and we're going to have some tough days.
The High Park Fire is sharing heavy air tanker resources with two other wildfires in southern Colorado and Wyoming. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Federal safety regulators are expanding their investigation into possible fires that can occur in the doors of several Toyota models. NPR's Craig Windham reports the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is adding 600,000 Camrys and other Toyota vehicles to the probe.
The Camrys added are from the 2008 and 9 model years. The other vehicles include some Yaris, subcompacts, and Highlander hybrids. That brings to 1.4 million the number of Toyota vehicles included in the probe. All use the same power window switch in the driver's side door. The safety agency says in some cases those switches can overheat and cause fires. Toyota and the government have received 161 complaints of such fires. 9 people have been hurt. An engineering analysis of the problem is underway, but so far there's been no recall. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.